Let's Grow Big Together and all the other podcasts created by Feast of Fun are made possible because of fabulous people just like you. Thank you. For an ad-free experience, become a Plus member at feastoffun.com/plus or follow us on Patreon at patreon.com/feastoffun.
Competitive sports and physical education have traditionally been difficult spaces for most gay men to be in. But now, more than ever, the gym is a place where everyone is welcome. At the gym, we all come together to build muscle, get in touch with our bodies, and be our best selves.
Gay or straight, bi or bi curious, for those who are into bodybuilding, it's a thrill to see a jacked up beast flex their muscles, even if it's our own selves in the mirror.
Let's grow big together.
The only podcast that comes with the Charles Atlas seal of approval. I'm Fausto Fernos.
And I'm Mark Fillion. In this series, we're taking a look at the passion for muscle, how to build it, how to keep it, muscle gods and muscle worship, and how LGBT folks are connected to bodybuilding.
Today, actor, singer, model, cosplayer, dork, bi bodybuilder, Kevin Jeezy, best known on social media as That Naked Nerd, joins us to talk about how he leveraged his love for musical theater into a passion for bodybuilding and cosplay.
Plus, why foam rolling will save your life.
And
Babs, when's the Eggman coming? I need those eggs for my protein shake.
Hi, everybody. It's the only podcast that comes with the Charles Atlas seal of approval. Let's grow big together. Today, we're going to be talking to a quadruple threat. That is actor, singer, model, dork, bisexual, Kevin Jeezy, who's best known as That Naked Nerd. But we have no idea what he looks like.
The mystery.
You showed up in our apartment dressed up as a lavender Spider-Man.
Yes, this is Spider-Man. Bisexual Spider-Man.
Ah, because you've got the bisexual colors, the pink yes. and the...
The blue is on my leg, so you can't see that, but yeah, pink, purple, blue.
Oh, I can see it. From my vantage point, I think I can see just about everything.
I know. Gosh.
God, can you do a double bicep? So we're streaming this on YouTube and Facebook. Can you do a double biceps? Lift those. Oh my God. Point it to the camera. Yeah, baby.
There's a bit. Yeah.
That web shoots its own fluid, right? It's like you didn't have to do any science for it.
Organic. Yes.
So why are you dressed as a pink, blue, and purple Spider-Man and not the traditional colors of red and blue?
Because I'm bisexual and I like to represent the bisexuality in me. And Spider-Man is a cool little pun. And, you know, it works out for me. Spider-Man has his own theme song, you know.
How does it go?
Spider-Man, does whatever a Spider-Man does. Kiss a man, sure, why not? Also thinks that girls are hot. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man.
This is what happens when you do a podcast and becomes popular. Then people start showing up at your house in costumes and...
Let me on.
And I'm not complaining.
Through the window.
He climbed, yeah.
Up the wall, up the scaffolding, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm dying to see what you look like underneath that mask.
Oh, yeah.
Mask.
Ready? My sweaty head. My sweaty head.
Yeah. Spider pig. Sex spider sex pig. We're like,
oh my. And get this.
Do you need help with it?
Let's see what Mary Jane gets.
Stuck. He's like, I'm stuck here. Help me, Mary Jane.
Do you need help? I'll help you.
Yes. Wait, oh no, my God. I got it.
Okay. Unzipped.
Look at my beautiful head. Oh, my hair's okay.
Your hair's perfect. Oh.
You look like a Hollywood celebrity.
Oh.
You have a little bit something on your nose. What is that? Is it like
is
dirt
it
from the inside?
Is it lint?
Maybe it is, yeah.
Should I get a little Kleenex or something?
Just lick it with your mouth.
I can't.
Your tongue. No, Mark, lick it with your mouth.
Is it still there? It's still there. Grab a Kleenex. It's right there.
Yeah, it's just a tissue up there.
Spit
yeah.
on it or something.
Oh, my God. So... Yeah, so we're talking.
Show the bodies to the people.
Yeah, show that. You're also known. Your Instagram channel got censored.
Oh yeah, my I had two Instagrams.
Because you had
you showed your butt.
I do feel like your mother. Hold on a second. I have to.
There's a moist wrap.
I can.
There.
I won't do. Will no. Doodle. Thank you. Thank you.
Look at that.
Go. Oh, it's appreciated. So nice. Appreciated. Beautiful.
Oh my goodness. Oh my god. So Kevin.
Oh, do I need these headphones on?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You don't have to wear it. No, okay. You just leave it on. So because people want to see your beauty.
Okay.
And you are a beautiful man.
Thank you. Inside and out. Oh, thank you.
But especially on the inside. That sounds so dirty when we say it.
I know.
Well, what part of the inside? His heart, right?
The heart. Yeah, his personality, you know.
The mind.
Yeah. So you are, describe yourself as an actor, singer, model, dork, and bisexual.
And cosplayer.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, in terms of like positioning yourself on Let's Grow Big Together, you're a person who is big in the musical theater world, which is usually the domain of, you know, queer people, gay people. And you're also very comfortable and passionate about the gym world, which is, you know, the world usually dominated by heterosexual cisgendered men, right?
Sure.
And so in terms for you, like you sort of your journey as an artist, as a performer begin in the theater, but it's also like moving into the gym and into bodybuilding. Can you talk a little bit about that for us?
Sure. I guess I knew I wanted to do theater for a long time because ever since I was a kid, I saw a musical. I'm just like, I want to do that. I can sing stuff. Yeah. I would actually make up songs on the playground. Just like a bell moment, like walk around like there goes the baker type of thing. But I did that. I did it with children on this playground. And then I think probably around sometime in high school is when I started getting into like the fitness, because I was always kind of like that scrawny little kid. Everyone was like, oh, you're so little. And we do come from a small family. But I'm just like, I want to be a presence. I want to make, you know, a statement when I walk into a room. And so that's when I started working out, and I would just do body weight stuff at home and just at home exercises because I was afraid of the gym for the longest time.
What was keeping you out of going to the gym?
I think I was just afraid of like looking stupid because I don't know these machines. I don't know like any like real like exercises, at least in those gym. I can do like the stuff we learned in gym class. That's what I knew exercise to be. So going to the gym was like a whole new world, a whole universe that I knew nothing about. And so it was definitely intimidating. Yeah.
And at the gym, you're known as the guy, the bodybuilder who sings.
Yeah. The singing bodybuilder. And this is a brand new revelation to me. I didn't know this for the longest time.
I can live
some way. You were singing at the gym and people like, everybody calls you the singing bodybuilder.
Well, cause like I always am singing something. There's always a song in my head, either a musical theater song or just some kind of radio song, but I'm always humming or singing. And, we have a group shower at my gym. So it's like one big unit.
Oh, sexy.
Everybody's like, ooh.
It's so sexy. And lots of cruising happens in there. It's fine.
That used to be like how gyms used to be.
Yeah.
And everybody decided they wanted privacy after a certain time.
And because my gym was the one I go to is like the oldest gym in their company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like all one unit. And I sometimes sing in the shower and people are like, oh.
And what do you usually sing? What's your go-to song right now?
Feed me, Seymour.
I sing.
Read me, Seymour.
Yeah,
Seymour.
Read me all night long.
I should start doing that. That would be the next one.
Drink. Moisturize.
I know. Okay. I was in that mask for like a while. So
everybody take a little moment and just.
You're naked. You're all soaped up. Guys are all naked.
They're all naked. Mike Petersburg from Anastasia is a big one. I use that for auditions quite a bit. It's a fun little song.
How does it go? Can you sing a bit?
I grew up on the fly in the gutters and the streets of Petersburg. Just a kid on the sly, getting good at getting by in Petersburg. The palaces above and alleyways below. Funny when a city is all you know how. Even when you hate it, something in you loves it so. Yeah, so it's good.
Yay! That's wonderful.
And it's it has the word bi in it.
It does. It does.
Look down. Look down. Lift weights. Lift weights. Mm-hmm. Or else you won't get the gains. Lift weights. Lift weights. What is it?
No.
Plates. Before you go on the dates, you have to hit the plates.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, we used to say we're the curls for the girls, but it's the plates before the dates. Never sacrifice. Never skip the gym for some dick or pussy, because the reason that you take care of yourself is then so you can connect with somebody else. And that some person out there is then just being like, don't you want to like skip the gym and cuddle with me in bed? And I see like a lot of cisgendered heterosexual guys, like their girlfriends come in and they're like, are you done?
I'm bored.
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, that's not going to work out. And sure enough, you know, it's like I go
just
to the
wait in the car, dear.
Yeah. And so then I asked the guy, you know, because I have some of my friends. I say, hey, what happened to your girlfriend? And she's like, I dumped her.
Oh,
I was like, yeah. And, you know, and because, you know, you don't get away of a man's dream or a woman's dream.
So you were able to get into the gym.
Yes.
So you broke down that barrier.
Yes. I joined a gym and I got like, you get like 2 free training sessions, and I stayed with the trainer for a little while, and that helped because I was learning the machines and I was learning exercises and getting tools to be able to function on my own. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that.
So you learn the gym and then you're like, oh, the shower is nice. Let me step in here. Oh.
Yes. But it's so funny because even when like I was sitting in the steam room once and I just was quiet, everyone's like, Are you something wrong? You're usually singing. I was like, so people notice. I was like, I didn't, you know, it's pretty funny.
And so in terms of like, you know, the geekdom, the fandom of muscle and bodybuilding, mm-hmm. can you explain to the listeners, like, what exactly is a geek? Because, you know, when we hear about this, it's usually like somebody at the circus biting the heads off of chickens. That's where the term
freaks
original,
and geeks, yeah.
Freaks and geeks, right? Yeah. It was an eccentric person that people paid to see act weird and extraordinary, you know?
Sure. So I kind of think of a geek as mm-hmm. somebody who has a very over the top passion and obsession about fandoms that aren't really seen as like the social norm. So like mm-hmm. just like cartoons or like musicals, or it's just something like anime. That's another big one. So just mm-hmm. like really geeky fandoms.
Yeah.
And so like things that, you know, the old ways, you know, the unpopular kids would like. So
the nerds.
Yes.
But now nerds muscle. Rule the world.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Now Marvel movies is just like everything.
Exactly. And it's so crazy. Like everyone's all obsessed with the Star Wars and the Marvel and the DCs and,
you sound like Bill Cosby before he was seen as a villain.
Yeah.
The DCs, the DCs. Marvels.
Yeah. Oh, the Gleevin, yeah.
The life. Or that's where also Jerry Lewis, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And like dork is another term that is a little bit different. Dork, I consider just someone who's a little bit awkward, but it's charming, like a charming awkwardness. And I kind of identify with that, too. So
you have a very sexy, awkward appeal, you know? But you're also an actor, and you know, actors are supposed to envelop different roles. Like, what if you have to play somebody who's like, you know, suave and sophisticated, like, you know, a Star Trek villain who's super powerful, but no one knows it yet.
Yeah, you just gotta maybe you can do some research, but find up something in yourself that, you know, you can bring out, pull out. I did Phoebus in Hunchback of Notre Dame, and he's kind of like that knight in shining armor type, and you know,
Phoebus is the good guy.
He's kind of like, he was the...
And the Disney is the blonde.
Yeah, he's the blonde.
By Kevin Kline. Kevin Kline,
yes. Yeah. He was working for Frollo. So he's kind of like the enemy for a while, but then he has like, oh, this is not what I want to be doing. So he was in love with Esmeralda. So he kind of changed sides.
He has a taste of gypsy love.
Gypsy love.
Oh, we don't call that anymore. It's Romani love now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Only they can call each other that.
So that was a really fun role because I got to, I had 13 piece hair extensions. So I got,
oh shit. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't go
blonde, but I stayed in my brunette, and I was just like, oh, so this is what like
not just like, a wig. They gave you extensions.
It was full extensions, and I had to have 13 pieces put in every night. It was crazy. And I felt like Jesus, so it was pretty cool.
I want to be hot, but like Jesus, but I want to live. That's what Madonna said. I want to be like Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., or Jesus, but I want
to
live.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got to sword fight in it. I got to sing pretty. I didn't have to dance, which was another plus for me because I don't like dancing so much.
You played the wolf Into the Woods. Yes. And they cast you as like a sexy, muscular, kind of desirable wolf.
Right? Yeah. Well, if you remember, I don't know if you know, but in the original production in the 80s, he actually had a penis like in the costume. It was like this prosthetic. It was like a full wolf.
Like
costume.
A dong?
Yes.
Why does he have a dog?
Was it like a dog's like a red lipstick thing that would come out?
wasn't that crazy? But you can find pictures. Like it's like full fur suit. And there's a recording of this, the one with Bernadette Peters.
And she's singing about this wolf dick.
She was not, but the Little Red Riding Hood was kind of singing with him. And he's just like, because it's a whole sexual innuendo. It's all about the awakening and loss of innocence. That's what that metaphor is. Mm-hmm. So they did not go that route with me. they did give me like this.
They neutered you.
They neutered me.
Yeah.
They
gave
me this, this long, like trench coat looking thing. They turned it inside out. So like the fur was on the outside. And they had like little furry gloves. I had like this furry like neck piece that went down my arms. And then it was all sleeveless. So all the muscles.
Is that kind of how you got into cosplay? Is from like playing in theater?
You know what? Maybe it was part of that because I wanted to pick the characters I wanted to play. Whereas like in a theater, you audition and you kind of like go with what your cast is and you kind of hope for things. But when you cosplay, you get to, you know, be the characters you want right away and it's your choice and you make it happen.
Cause you're friends with a couple of world famous drag queens.
Yeah.
James Mansfield. She did a makeover video.
Yes.
On you.
Yes.
You used to work at a mall with Trixie Mattel.
Yes.
So it's kind of like what you do is kind of drag adjacent.
I guess so. And it's funny. Cause I'm like, I wouldn't know the first thing about drag, but I can still, you know, perform. I can still like get in a costume and try to look my best and, you know, so it works.
So that video that James did with you when she transformed you into a drag queen did nothing for you? You learned nothing from James?
I didn't put the makeup on. I'm like, if I would gladly go and drag if people would do my makeup for me, I'd have no idea.
We just go back and watch the video and be like, oh, this is what
she did. Yeah, you can learn.
Oh, that's true. I mean, I did do all my makeup when I did like shows like Cats and when I did The Wolf, but
you did Cats. Oh my God. Fausto loves Cats.
I did Cats. I
was,
were you a Jellicle
cat? I'm a Jellicle cat.
Were you a cat with an anus or without an anus?
Both.
Cause they digitally removed the anuses, I guess, in the movie.
Yeah. Actually, I haven't seen the movie.
No.
Hold on. I got a very important question here. Do you know where to go to that heavy side lair?
Cause Jellicles are and Jellicles do.
double camera.
I was Skimble Shanks the railway cat, so I had a lot of fun. I got to do my like.
What is that song that Shimple
Skimble Shanks? Skimble Shanks the railway cat. Yeah, that one. All the guards and all the porters and the station master's daughters would be searching high and low. Yeah.
Can you do the splits?
No.
Can you do like the cartwheels? Because, you know,
in the movie, he was doing crazy stuff. I saw
the PBS thing.
Yes.
Which was, I'm so glad they'd made that because I would have never seen Cats otherwise. And I'm like, got a bit of a boner for the like the main cat.
Fausto's totally strap. Horny for the cat.
You like Monka Strap then, huh?
Yeah, the gray one.
The gray one, yeah.
The main one. Yeah. And so,
are you blind when you're born?
Yeah. Yes. Do you see in the dark? But I also like the baritone, the one that the heavy side layer.
Do you know how to go to the heavy side layer? Yeah,
it's a great thing to
old Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy, yeah. Yes. So, what is the plot of Cats?
This is it's there. There is a plot of Cats,
Jesus.
It's about Jesus.
It's about death and reincarnation.
Yes,
right.
There's that. So
there is a plot.
Yes. Yeah. So you have to look between the lines and you have to watch it. But it's pretty much every year these cats have a party. They get together. They like introduce themselves. And because, you know, there's every song, every cat has their own like little song. And they are kind of competing to see who will be the one that will be reborn into the next life. Who's going to die this year.
So why do they want to die? That's what I don't understand.
Because cats have 9 lives.
Cats have 9 lives. So they lose this life and then go to the next life, which should be a better, kind of like, it's kind of like the concept of reincarnation where like, you know, you're going to with your karma, you're going to be a more grand person or cat, a more grand cat.
They don't get reincarnated into dogs or humans. Or
no. Like, although there is a number in there called the Peaks and the Polycles, which I don't think is in the movie, where the cats acted like dogs.
Did you like the movie?
I didn't see the movie.
Okay. Did you like the soundtrack of the movie?
I didn't listen to the soundtrack of the movie.
I liked what they did just for, I know we're getting way off of it.
I know.
But we're geeking out, right?
Geekery. That's the term,
right?
Geek. Yeah.
Muscle nerds. And part of it is like with cats, I think like the Jellicle Cats number was fun, but then it just devolved into this mess. And it was, I feel like it had so much potential. Actually, Steven Spielberg worked with Don Bluth to develop an animated version of the musical, and like the stills that they did looked gorgeous. And it's really heartbreaking that it was never made.
Yeah. That would have been really cool. I think animated would have looked really nice.
Yeah. Instead they made West Side Story,
you know,
boop, boop. Hey, won an Oscar. So, you know, shout out to Ariana. And, you know, actually bringing it back here, it's like Ariana DeBose says, like, this award is for everybody who lives in the gray spaces. And you identify as bisexual, which some people think like you're just a gay guy who hasn't fully come out.
Sure.
Yet.
Yeah.
Explain what that means to you. Right.
Yeah. So I've had friends tell me like, yeah, I don't believe that exists. And it hurt me a lot because like I kind of knew who I was. I started actually just believing I was straight for a long time, or like at least trying to convince myself I was, because like I knew I liked women.
Yeah.
And then the concept of like kissing a guy didn't seem like normal to me. Like I was having like feelings, but I'm like, I don't know. Like it wasn't fully explored yet. Mm-hmm. So, it was more of just like trying to figure myself out. And once I did, 'cause I had experiences with both, then I'm like, okay, yeah, this fits me. And I feel really at home with it. And so when people were telling me, it's like, oh yeah, you're going through phases. You're just lying to yourself. And that was really like a knife. Cause it's like, no, I felt so proud of being bisexual. And so it's just tricky, but lately it's becoming more and more acceptable than it, cause I came out like 12 years ago and it's changed so much even since then.
But now it's in fashion.
Yeah. Now it's in fashion. Yeah. Now it's the popular thing to do.
You're like, you're limiting yourself by gender. Gender's just a letter on your driver's license.
Everything is so woke now. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Kevin, it's not bisexual because that's transphobic.
It's pansexual.
Pansexual.
Yeah, I know.
Because you're gender fluid.
And the thing is, you know,
yeah,
bisexual and pansexual are kind of under the same umbrella. And some people will prefer to identify as pansexual. Some will prefer to identify as bisexual. Because my attractions are generally more cisgendered. I mean, they could move around, I suppose, but because mine are for the most part cisgender, that's why I use the bisexual label.
I always say the big difference between pansexuals and bisexuals is that bisexuals use deodorant, whereas pansexuals often don't, because they're, you know, they're more like the hippie, like,
yes,
here's some patchouli,
free love, everybody.
It,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just a joke. Don't get upset, people.
don't write, please. If you want to write a negative review.
Some people get very offended by that joke, but you know, other people laugh and they're like, they get it. Cause you know,
well, why is it important for you to say bisexual as opposed to pansexual? Is it just cause you've been around for a while?
Yeah. I mean, it just fits more like me. And
cause you have the Spider-Man outfit and it would be a lot of work to get something new made.
Exactly. I really like these colors.
Do you have a problem? Like, is it like with gender? Like, are men more accepting of you being bisexual, or are women more accepting? Is it equal, or like dating somebody? Is it
trans people?
Is it one of those things where it's just like, have you like somebody like, I don't know if I can date you cause you're into men and women.
Yeah. I mean, there are people that are like that. I feel like I've gotten a lot of flack from the gay community, but I also know that there are women that just are so afraid that, you know, if they are try to date you, they're going to leave them for a man. So,
so the women are more worried that you're going to find a hot dude.
Yeah. And the men are just waiting for you to like,
and so the men are like, they'll take what they can get.
Yeah. Yeah.
So but there's so many women out there that identify as bisexual.
I know.
Right? Or pansexual.
It's been Yeah. So there are a lot of women that, and that's, there's other people, the women that like turned down by guy and guy action, because that's always great. It's like, yes, let's have a party.
Oh, so you've got girlfriends who are just like, bring a guy over. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, I haven't had a bisexual threesome officially yet, which is on my to-do list. I know.
I'll pull out my wig.
Because I've been with two guys and I've been with two women, but I've never been with one man and one woman at a time. So,
you know, there's a subreddit called I Wish I Was Her that is mostly really hot guys fucking their girlfriends. And it's, you know, curated and invited by gay men. And so they're all like, oh, I wish I was her. She's so hot. And there's some beautiful men and women having sex on that. Like, and I'm like, it's so weird because, you know, it's a form that's available on the app store. But like, you know, if you made a app that said, I wish I was her and showed those videos, it wouldn't get accepted, you know? So it's
right,
weird.
Right. Mm.
But it, like for you, like you're mostly a one-on-one kind of guy.
Yeah. 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 So, yeah.
Well, those things can change.
That's
your
true.
Your first sexual experience with a man,
yes,
would you say was a grand experience?
Oh, a grand experience. The puns. Oh, yes.
Was a famous a bodybuilder, a physique model, yeah. Steve Grand.
Steve Grand,
known
yeah.
for All American Boy.
Yeah,
it's a viral song and. And a friend of ours.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to be in that video.
I was supposed to be in that video. Yeah. He texted me. He's like, can you, because he shot it in Wisconsin.
You were supposed to be the hot guy in the video, the boyfriend?
I don't know who I was supposed to be. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
You could have been one of the party goers.
Yeah, probably the party goers.
One of the judgmental Christian conservatives at the camp.
Yeah, oh, how dare you. Because
the video starts with like, it's very 80s. And then they're like, yeah, this is great. Woo. You know, at the end, they're all having a party. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, and you know, Steve rests his head on his boyfriend's shoulder. And they're all happy. And
so sweet. So sweet.
Oh, it's a sweet, tender moment. And it captures the zeitgeist of the time and made him a viral sensation. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I met him and it was my first time like falling with a man. And I was like petrified.
Were you scared?
I was just like, I like this, but I'm really nervous. This is weird to me. This is new to me. I my body was shaking. My muscles were completely
shaking. You're still shaking.
I know. Just thinking about it.
Years later.
But how could you resist somebody like Steve Grant?
I could not.
And I mean, he's been gorgeous since I first laid eyes on him.
He's beautiful. And I was so intimidated by him. But then he saw my dick and he's like, oh, I don't know if I should be naked next to you. So it's kind of funny because he was intimidated by me. Anyway, I'm like, are you kidding me? So it was, but it was a lot of fun.
Oh, wow.
How did you get, wait, so you got naked and then you guys had, wait, he saw you naked first and then he was like, I want to have sex with you, or you?
No, it was kind of like we did like a photo shoot together.
Okay.
And we were coming to do a photo shoot and yeah, it was just kind of, and I don't know if we might have had sex first. I think it was just like, hey. And you know, I was slowly being undressed and I was just like, and yeah, it was a time. So
that's so you're so charming. Well, I could see why he would, you know, want to ravish you.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah,
did he call you back?
We got together again, a time after that.
So you were like, did you develop feelings?
I mean, I'm not that much of a romantical person, I guess. I mean, I suppose I like people's company.
So you're like the perfect lay because you like you'll.
So you're bisexual and kind of asexual or aromantic.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I am biromantic too, I suppose, because I could fall in love with people, but I also am kind of jaded. My mom was married 3 times. I'm just like, I don't know. I could fall in love and I have fallen in love, but I just don't like go after that. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. So
it happens when you least expect it.
Exactly. And I'm not going to be like, I'm going to go on all the dating sites. I need to find the one. I'm like, it happens.
I mean, people are watching this right now on YouTube, youtube.com/feastoffun, or on Facebook.
YouTube.
And, you know, we started streaming and the sound wasn't attached. So I've been getting like text messages like, Fausto, the sound was off.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Just for the first 10 minutes.
Okay.
I'll fix it later.
Okay.
And post. Sorry, people. You know, I'm new to this. And so, yeah. So in terms of what I was going to ask you. Yeah. So It was a good
relationship. Fuck Steve Grant.
But see, we were chatting, and you have this amazing game. Like, you've had sex with, I don't want to name so many names, but some of the top famous physique models, bodybuilders in North America.
And porn stars
and stuff like that. And then I'm just like, and you didn't have to pay for any of it, which is great.
No. And sometimes
take that muscle worship bill.
And sometimes I get paid for it too. In the grand scheme of things,
with your heart.
He does an OnlyFans.
I do OnlyFans. So sometimes that content goes up there and it's like, hey, share the wealth.
What's the name of the OnlyFans?
It's That Naked Nerd. So I do lots of fun nerdy things on there, some sexy things on there, some friend things on there.
I imagine that it's probably just like you and be like, hey man, you want to play some Nintendo? I got a boner right now, you want to suck my dick?
That would be the next one. You're right. Yeah. But I've done like a lot of cosplay, like jerk off things in there. I've done like a Power Ranger one, I did a Cyclops one, I did a Spider-Man one where I got like tied up. So yeah, there's some some fun things on there.
Wait, what, who tied you up? A Spider-Man? Was the Green Goblin, and he was gobbling on your dong?
you have to like go and find out. We'll see.
You can show us after the show.
I can show you after the show. Yeah,
I volunteer as tribute.
but so it's fun. You want me to go down on your penis, huh, Peter Parker?
You're like,
get your pumpkin bomb at me. Yeah,
I'm gonna make you taste my pumpkin pie.
Is that the voice he uses? I don't know.
I mean, close enough. It works. There's Green Goblin, there's Hobgoblin, there's all kinds of goblins, and they're all kind of like that. So,
well, you didn't have sex with a rhinoceros? That's probably
Rhino.
Yeah, Rhino Man.
Yeah. No, no. Although, I mean, I'm sure he could.
Who's the hottest villain that Spider-Man has ever faced?
Oh my, probably Kraven.
Who's that?
Kraven?
For people who don't know,
Kraven the Hunter. He is like this, like.
From the movies, though.
Oh, from the movies.
Yeah, yeah. Because people are like, I don't.
Sorry.
They were like, listen, I can't follow.
They don't do the comic. They need to put Kraven in the movies. Kraven's Last Hunt is one of the best Spider-Man comics ever. But anyway, from the movies, the hottest villain, I guess Electro, I think, is pretty good. I like, especially
that was played by Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
Because he was like a nerd, and then he's like a muscle nerd.
Yes, muscle nerd. There it is, coming back.
You like muscle nerds.
I do.
What's a muscle nerd to you, as opposed to just a jacked guy?
A muscle nerd. Yeah, a muscle nerd is...
You beat him up, and then you suck his dick.
You shove him in a locker, and then you shove yourself inside.
Nerd! You're a nerd! Get out of here! No, it's just kind of like somebody who is... And they're everywhere now, especially with the convention scene. Yeah, people that are, you know, cosplaying and just into those nerdy things, those geeky things.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a good body and you like wearing spandex, you're gonna be in the right spot.
Look at this man. Oh my god. Let's zoom in a little bit. Look at that. Oh.
Ooh.
Yes, baby. Oh. Yeah. Slowly. It's too nice to jump to rush.
I don't know.
Are you nervous? Well, I can find ways to relax.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, this is a bodybuilding podcast. We also talk about, like, you know, sexuality and muscle worship and all that stuff. So you hooked up with this guy who you showed me pictures of him, probably 250.
He's
ripped.
Huge.
Yeah.
The most massive guy I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
He's enormous.
Yeah.
Just think, like, who would he compare? Chris Bumstead. Similar build, you know.
I mean, this is like a literal Hulk. I mean, like, look at him. He's giant.
And you, you're, how tall are you?
I am 5'8".
5'8", and this guy was how tall?
God, probably like, I don't know, 6'3", 6'4".
250 pounds.
Huge.
260, 300.
I don't even know. I couldn't tell you. But he's massive.
How did you meet him?
Oh, this is a fun story. This was in LA. I was staying with another... kind of a porn star guy. And he's like, hey, I'm going to be filming a scene. Do you want to be the cameraman? And so I'm like, oh, sure, that's fine. I'll just, you know, as long as you don't mind me like jerking off and like when I'm doing the camera, it's fine. So I shot him.
Is this how the porns are being made these days? It's like everybody's whacking.
I mean, if you're, it depends on the comfort level of everybody, of course.
Yeah, but if you're like doing OnlyFans, it's all, everybody's looking for collaborators. And sometimes that collaborator is just somebody filming, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're all kind of in the same circle. So I did a video shot with them, and I was like getting super hard watching it. And then at the end, I was so hard. And so he had, the guy I was staying with had the big hook guy. He's like, you know, suck his dick. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. So he did. And I was just
so
like,
you're a fluffer. If a fluffer is somebody who sucks the, blows somebody's penis before the movie to get it hard so they can do the scene. Well,
no, but the big guy was sucking my dick afterwards.
And, okay, they were filming this too?
They didn't film this. This was just off the record. Oh. I wish it was filmed because I could have looked back at it and have a lot of fun with that. But no, it was just amazing.
So you were at the right place at the right time.
I was at the right place at the right time. But we have communicated since then, and we are thinking about like reconnecting and actually filming something. So
you say that you're not on Scruff or Grindr or any of the dating apps.
Never been.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Why?
It just would be a huge time sucker and like a time sucker, huh?
a lot of people use it to promote their OnlyFans these days.
I suppose that would be an option for me. I could try that.
I mean, welcome to half of the listeners of the show.
But because I get so much like interest just on like Facebook and Instagram alone, and I get so many messages on those already. It's like, I don't really need it to find anybody, but I mean, I suppose it couldn't hurt.
And so, I mean, you must be so busy, right? So you're doing like all this sexual work. You're working a full-time job.
Yeah.
You're hitting the gym.
Yeah.
You know, and you're here.
Yeah.
And which I'm really thrilled.
I have two podcasts of my own too.
You do podcasts as well.
Yeah.
Talk about them.
Both of them are Charmed related right now.
So it's your fandom podcast exclusively on the TV series, the WB. It is a WB.
WB.
Yeah. WB series Charmed starring Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano, yeah, she was one
and
of
Shannon
them.
Doherty, Shannon Doherty, but she got kicked off the show, and the other one who nobody talks about.
There's Holly Marie Combs and Rose McGowan.
Yeah, nobody cares about them.
I don't like Rose McGowan. Well, some people don't like her politics these days.
Yeah, but I've met a lot of them already. I've seen them all at conventions, and Rose McGowan was actually very nice. She's a little much on social media. But I do think she's a really nice person. I think she was super nice to me every time I talked to her. So,
what's the appeal of Charmed to you?
Oh, I started watching when I was 10 years old, when it first premiered, October 7th, 1998. It was a Wednesday. And I just liked the saw the commercial for it, the trailer, and it was just seemed very mysterious and like witchy and magical. And there's like a whole family element. And I was always very close to my siblings. So I'm like, I think I can dig this show.
How did you feel when Shannon Doherty got kicked off the show?
I was a mess. I was so depressed. I remember there was rumors before she got kicked off that it was going to be happening, and they had like these online petitions and everyone was going to sign them. I'm like, no, we don't let it. We don't want it to happen. And so I was like trying to get it to, I mean, I couldn't do much. I was like 13 years old. But
The rumor is that they weren't getting along with her.
Yeah.
She was just hard to work with. How do you feel about that?
I think she's just a very opinionated woman, and she knows what she wants, and she knows what makes a good show. Because she wanted to keep the show kind of in a darker spot. She wanted to tell really emotional stories, and she was just had ideas to change it. And I think there was definitely some tension with her and Alyssa. I know that was true, but I think it was not as big as the media would like it to be.
Because the show, I mean, it did have like a theme running through the whole season or the whole series, but it was kind of like monster of the week. They were always fighting some new monster.
Sure, yeah. Demon of the Week. And later seasons, they did more arcy stuff, but yeah, it stood off that way for sure. Mm. So, but I just always liked the family dynamic. And, you know, the whole mantra was their sisters who happen to be witches.
Three.
Yeah, power of three. So sisters who happen to be witches, not witches who happen to be sisters, you know? So the three of us, it's a trio.
You know, the
throuple. Spell.
One of the cameras isn't working, so I can't do a three up, but you know, you can imagine Mark in there, you know, looking good and stuff. and should we cast a spell?
Oh my gosh, what should we say?
Let's cast a spell for
muscle.
People who are listening to build muscle. So everybody right now, I want you to close your eyes and imagine the perfect body for yourself and make that twice as big. And now repeat after me. Mecha-leka-hi-ho.
Mecha-leka-hi-leka-hi-ho.
Mecha-leka-hi-mecha-chiny-ho.
Mecha-leka-hi-mecha-chiny-ho.
Your wish is now granted.
Oh, thanks, Jombie.
Long live Jombie.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there were some hot guys on that show.
There were.
Eric Dane was on that show for a season and a half.
Yeah,
Julie McMahon. People know him as Cal is on Euphoria, the hot daddy.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with Euphoria? He's like, people said that there's nobody straight in that show. Like,
well, they're all kind of,
everybody's
kind of
like
queer,
a little bi-curious.
Well, I think anybody who's, even if you're a straight guy in the gym, I feel like if you're that obsessed with your body, I feel like you have to be a little bit gay somewhere.
You're gay for yourself somewhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So,
well, let's talk about that because, you know, I mean, this isn't, we were supposed to talk about muscle. We wound up talking about musicals and TV shows, but you know,
and
you know, part of it is like, I'm really interested, and Mark's very passionate about this, is the connection that gay men and heterosexual men and bisexual men have that's not necessarily based on sex. You know, there, like a lot of, there, I was reading this about a trans man who was talking about his experience of, you know, presenting as a woman in the world. And then he was like talking about his experiences as a man. And it says, you know, to be a heterosexual man is a very lonely experience to some degree, or just to be a man in today's society, because we don't have a vocabulary. We don't have a way to express ourselves emotionally. And I would say that extends to more than just men. But part of it is, it's like, it's an isolation that runs on a subconscious level. So this person was describing it as that men are emotionally hungry, but are not aware that they're starving to connect with other people and other men on a non-sexual level.
And there's another phenomenon too, that a lot of women talk about, where is that, you know, they're at home, or maybe they're the housewife, or they come home from work, and then the husband or the partner comes home from work and they just dump on the person every emotion that they have, everything that's happened to them. And they're just like, go out and find friends, do something than this. It's just like, I'm here trying to do this stuff. Wow. And like, I have to hear about your entire day, and it can be exhausting for a lot of people to kind of have to manage one person's emotions.
And so, you know, we're all about making the world a better place, or leaving the world a better place than we found it, on Feast of Fun and Cooking with Drag Queens and,
you know,
Let's
Ruthie?
Grow Big Together. I do know Ruthie.
I did a show with Ruthie too.
Yeah. So Ruthie's a drag queen. So part of me is like, it's interesting the connection that gay men and heterosexual men have when it comes to building muscle, where we're like, we're fascinated by it to some degree. And you talk to a lot of like, you know, straight guys who are into bodybuilding, that they got into building the muscle because they thought they were going to get attention from chicks.
Yeah.
And then they wound up getting attention from dudes.
Was that your liked it?
Well, not necessarily. They're like, oh yeah. Debbie Downer, you know. Yeah. For you, like, was that sort of your appeal into bodybuilding, where you're like thinking, I'm going to get a really cute girlfriend, and then you just sort of discovered that you were kind of a little bi-curious.
I mean, I think by the time I started working out, I was aware of my bi tendencies. I wasn't fully out with it. I wasn't fully accepting of it yet, but I think I did want to be sexier for sure. And then I also thought about like the comic book characters I wanted to be. I'm like, this will work because I can be these superheroes I always wanted. So it was a mixture of both of those things. And yeah, I mean, I just wanted more attention. Because
so like you could have sex with Superman
yes.
if you were Superman.
Yes, exactly.
I'm touching Superman's dick right now.
Well, you know, we all know that Batman and Superman are getting it on. You
definitely.
Know? There was a famous series of T-shirts by ACT UP encouraging people to use condoms. And it was Clark wants dick. Dick uses condoms.
So
Robin. Dick Tracy.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Dick Grayson.
It was Dick Tracy and Clark Kent. Okay. And they were like making out.
Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
Dick Tracy. I was thinking of like Dick Grayson, cause that's Robin, but
yeah.
But yeah. So part of it, it was like, you know,
so worlds collided.
Yeah. So it's like, yes. DC. The mashup of the century. Yeah.
Well, isn't Dick Tracy a DC Comics character?
No, I don't think so.
Was it?
Or I don't know.
It might like be a comic, but it might be an, individual, like a separate company, kind of like Dark Horse. I'm not sure, but I know they made
you know, the movie was really popular in the 90s. And
so in terms of building muscle, and people want to know about this, how do I build more muscle? How, what have you done that's been successful for you?
Oh,
because you have a good, strong physique, you know,
yeah.
You, what did you describe yourself? You were like, you're leaner, or you were more bulking, or what did you
describe? I was always kind of like a lean kid. I was like that skinny kid, and everyone's like, you need to eat more. and so I kind of, part of my gym process was just trying to prove to somebody that I can, you know, have some kind of statement when I walk into a room. So that was like my motivation in a lot of ways.
I can just imagine you're popular at parties.
Do you pop out at parties too?
Popular. Are you too pooped up to pop?
I guess so. I mean, it's funny because I'm kind of shy when I'm in crowds. I've never actually asked anyone out before in my life.
They just approach and say, suck my dick.
I've always been approached
first. Like that guy in the porn, right?
Yeah. I've always been approached first. Or maybe like a conversation was started. But I don't really go up to people and like pursue anybody.
Yeah.
So I guess because I get kind of shy, and I still have some, you know, I used to be afraid to just change like my clothes in front of anybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like the shy little kid. And so as I was getting more comfortable with the gym, I'm just like, now I'm like strutting it all naked all the time and I don't care. But it was like a whole transition. So
what changed for you?
You know, I think because I started nude modeling. My first modeling job was actually a naked modeling thing. And that was very like free, and I felt very like, this is cool. What a neat thing, you know.
Like a drawing class or a photographer?
For a photographer, yeah. Okay. I only started doing life modeling like for drawings like a few years ago. I think during COVID is when that started. But just doing nude photo shoots, and you know, in the beginning you're hard all the time. Instantly you're naked. You're hard all the time, and so.
Oh really?
Yes. I mean, I would get on photo shoots. I'm like, this is so thrilling. This is so taboo. I like it. and so the more naked photo shoots I've done, the more I got used to it. And I was kind of like, okay, it's this again. But yeah, I mean, that really helped me become more comfortable with my body. And you know, once you're naked, you can't do anything else. You're naked. So might as well just enjoy the moment.
So you were in the photo shoots. You were like, well, I have a boner. You know, and then the photographer was like, yeah, let's.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes your photographers will play with you. Sometimes they won't. It depends on the situation and what your comfort levels are. But I've had plenty of photographers that were like a little handsy. And so.
And so in terms of that, like, you know, what do you think is working for you? Like, you know, you said you're a big believer in foam rolling.
Yes.
And you have a foam rolling water bottle.
Foam rolling water bottle. This is Mobot. I'm
what the hell is that? Like, it's like a butt plug or something.
Or an elephant, maybe.
Yeah, right. I'm like,
I know people that could sit on that.
I do too.
Yeah. But part of it is that foam rolling is about sort of self-massage.
Yeah, I like to do this. I like to
show them because they can't see them. There.
You can see that. And it's there's stainless steel under there, so it is like a little bit harder than your typical foam roller would be. Foam roller would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's still nice. I crack my back with it really well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I just do my whole up and down my spine. I was like, so.
Well, that's the thing. Like for me, you know, and Mark, you actually described the first time you were foam rolling as kind of a spiritual awakening.
Well, I don't know if it wasn't spiritual, but I teared up. Like I had some tears that came out because I was just kind of like, it was such kind of like a relief.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, I hadn't felt anything like that in a long time.
Yeah. For me, it you know, foam rolling was something that like allowed me to manage my chronic back pain much better. And it's something like if you've been lifting weights for a while, there's all this scar tissue and you know, your fascia, your maja, your sister. No, the fascia is the sort of the tissue that holds your muscle together between your skin and the rest of your body, right? And so that stuff can get really tense. Someone like Mark actually naturally has very smooth, supple fascia, but someone like me, it was very different than Mark. I have a very tight fascia, so I'm always having to foam roll that. And so for foam rolling, you know, it's like, you know, imagine how good you feel when you go see a massage therapist and you go, what, once, you know, people who have money, even, yeah, they go once a month or something. You can see the massage therapist every single day because you become your own massage therapist. Sure. And you know your body better than anybody else. So you start learning where the tension is and where to release it.
But the trick is too, is that you want to do it a little bit before you work out, but not like too much, because you don't want to like over like relax that muscle, right? Because you want to lift and contract.
Right, right, right.
The balance.
But, and then afterwards, like if do it if it feels good, right?
Right. If it feels good, go for it.
I hold so much tension in my back, like my lower back and my shoulders, those are the most like tense I ever get. And so I'm always just like, oh, I need it. And that's why I don't like doing deadlifts. I'm so afraid of deadlifts.
Why?
Because of just like, I'm so nervous about hurting my back. And because I was like,
do you lift with a weight belt?
I have done a weight belt. I should do it more. And that does help when I did it with weight belt. But I think I just get a little nervous about them. I get scared about them. So I try to find
alternate
ways. We're going
to go to the gym together and we'll get a hexagonal bar.
Yes.
And do deadlifts is, it's almost the way I describe it is you're sitting in a chair weight.
Yes, yes.
If you're doing that right, it should feel like you're sitting in a chair.
Yes.
And it shouldn't feel like you're going to be like, ah, you know. And so for a lot of people, I don't think unless you're a power lifter, the deadlift bar, the traditional deadlift, I don't think is necessarily the best way to start. The hexagonal bar, which looks like a honeycomb, and you stand in the middle of it, that just it makes it so much safer. Yeah,
and those I have used, and I like those.
Yeah.
So, but it's what's funny about my that's my lower back. It's actually my most ticklish spot too.
Oh, now I know.
And it's now you know, but it's also the spot where like I sweat first and I get cold first. So there's something about that spot that is
very erotic for you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It feels like I call it like a wave of telekinesis when there's like pressure on there. Like, oh, and it's neat. It's an interesting. Intense
You're a very sexual person.
I am.
I love your energy.
I'm a Scorpio. So
my moon is in Scorpio.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
What does that mean?
They say that you can, the moon in Scorpio usually can understand people's motivations. And some people are very uncomfortable with that because they like to hide their motivations sometimes.
I'm triple water because I have a Scorpio and then I have Aquarius rising and Aquarius moon.
Aquarius is an air sign.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So because I'm an Aquarius.
Okay.
So where's your Aquarius?
Moon and rising.
Okay. So my moon's in
that's right, it is here.
Okay. Yeah. So our moons are are our signs.
Yes.
And our moons and our sun signs.
Yes. And then
I'm a Sagittarius rising.
Okay. And then Chinese zodiac, I'm a fire sign.
Okay.
Rabbit.
I'm the year of the pig. No, I don't know.
I'm the year of the horse.
I don't know what year of the I think I'm the year of the rat.
Okay.
It could be.
Or the cock.
You know? Oh yeah,
all good.
Yeah,
daddy. In focus things that we want to share with you guys, if you're struggling to put on size, you're not eating enough. So one thing that we're gonna make for Kevin after we're done taping the podcast is a delicious protein nutrient rich shake.
Yeah.
And so one thing that I love to put it, get a hand blender, because the blenders are a lot to clean. But a hand blender is basically just the blades, and you put it into the cup.
The ninjas,
and then you get. So my recipe is a scoop of whey protein, about the same amount of yogurt, like Rocky, a raw egg. If you don't feel comfortable, if you have a compromised immune system, skip the raw egg or use pasteurized egg whites. Frozen blueberries, half a cup of oatmeal, a banana. And what else? And raw spinach and parsley and ginger can be really amazing. You're going to drink this. You're going to get big. You're going to get big.
I need this recipe.
It
sounds amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll do it.
Cool.
We'll do it together. Cool. And part of it is like for me, I had this one really sweet old guy who was like a jacked up bodybuilder. He, 75 years old. He was like, he comes up to me. He's like, if you want to get big, you got to get yourself some eggs. Because the eggs got the cholesterol in them, and that cholesterol's the good cholesterol that feeds the muscle. You go to yourself and get to Costco or Walmart or even just the grocery store when they're having a sale and get as many eggs as you can, son. You listen to me? You do not eat no eggs, do you? And I was like, And he was right.
I mean, a bodybuilder, a lot of them will, they'll have like 12 egg whites a day.
How many eggs do you eat in a day?
In the morning, I have 3 eggs, but I kind of like, and I soft boil them, and I usually eat only part of the yolk. Yeah. I don't eat all of the yolk.
Yeah.
When I was about 4 dozen eggs. Yeah.
I mean, it's true. Yeah. Like the, like, you know, Gaston.
Yeah.
Things, it, so. It's a good, cheap source of protein, and it's kind of, you know, it's young protein.
Yeah. Oh, younglings.
Yeah.
You know, what is some other advice that we can share before we wrap up the show here for people?
What do you do? What do you like to do for your chest? Because you have a nice chest there.
You got nice tits.
Yes, I do a lot.
I like looking at them in the Spider-Man outfit.
Thank you. I do. I love like flies, but I do a thing where like I hold. Oh, see, I'm trying to do it here. Hold this position while I do one side.
Okay, one side fly.
Yeah.
On the machine.
So you isolate it.
You isolate it. And then I hold this one and then do the other side. So it's really keeping them engaged, keeping them working. Mm-hmm. So I really like that. I do, you know, push-ups on balls while my feet
are... Oh, you try to do the muscle confusion?
Yes.
I'm not a fan of that. That was actually one of my talking points for today. It's like, your muscles don't want to be confused.
They don't?
They want to know what they're going to do, visualize your workout, you know, don't be like, oh, I'm going to.
But they say that's good for your core and everything. No,
then train your core, you know, do crunches, do planks and stuff like that. Like when you're trying to do, you know, for like, I've seen this at the gym all the time, is somebody doing curls and they're standing on a Bosu ball and they're just shaking around, you know, much. And I'm like, it's so,
you're like, your disc is going to slip.
Yeah.
See, well, like I feel like I'm doing it in control. My body knows how to do it. So it's just like, I just like the, cause it's not like completely rolling. It's just kind of like a nice little.
So what's the benefit of that for you?
I don't know. I just feel like everything is active.
That seems gimmicky.
maybe. But I feel cause like, I don't, you know, it's not like I'm doing too much crazy stuff, but I just like it. I don't know. It feels good to me.
Yeah. If it feels good, do it.
Yeah. Listen to your body.
And do it again.
Yeah.
Do it again with love. Don't ever stop it. You can't stop.
Don't ever stop it if you can't stop.
Sorry, I'm switching the camera here.
I'm getting all sweaty in here.
Don't rest ever stop it. You can't stop.
Rafaela. Cara, right?
Rafaela Cara.
Cara. Mm-hmm.
She's one of my favorite artists that people don't really remember. Or know
the
much
Italians
about her,
too. You know? Europeans know her.
Do it again. Do it again with love. Do it again. Do it again with love. Faster, 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 fast. Never stop in the moment last. Do it again. Do it again with love. She didn't speak a lot of English, but she
knows the words. The words she knows. Words. Yes.
It's such
never
a weird...
stop when you can't stop. Hey, guys, remember, Let's Grow Big Together is a production of Feast of Fun. We rely on financial support to make this podcast happen. We're not doing OnlyFans, so...
Yet.
Go to feastoffun.com/plus and consider becoming a member and access thousands of legendary podcasts of Feast of Fun and Let's Grow Big Together and interviews with some of the legendary artists, bodybuilders, musicians, extraordinary people, the Cool Kids Club.
Oh, yeah.
You can also join us at Patreon, patreon.com/feastoffun for that ad-free experience.
Yes.
And also, you know, write to us at mail@feastoffun if you have any questions about the podcast or any problems with your accounts, anything. We'd love to hear from you. mail@feastoffun.com.
And where can people follow you?
Oh, sure.
There's that that Wisconsin.
Oh, sure. My Instagram is KGZ87. That's KJEEZY87.
We'll put a link to that. Yeah. No one's going to be able to remember that.
Yeah. I mean,
I'll put in the link of the show notes so that you can just scroll down and then you can go follow that naked nerd.
That naked nerd. That's on Twitter and my OnlyFans name. And then if you want to do the podcast, it's Words of the Witches or Hanging with the Hallowells on Instagram. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. You are a delight.
Oh, thank you.
And thanks to your friend Joe for referring.
That's how we found each other. Joe. Yeah, we love Joe. Another cosplayer friend.
Was that Joe from last week?
From last week.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I love Joe.
Yeah, everyone's like, what is this, a cosplay podcast now? I was like, I'm not complaining. Are you? Look at this beauty. Oh my God, so adorable. Oh, thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye-bye.